Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Kissing Cousins. Fanny Crosby's life story is fascinating. She developed a severe eye infection when she was just 6 weeks old. The family doctor was out of town, so another doctor came to see her. He asked the mother to put a poultice of hot mustard on her eyes until the infection cleared. The remedy blinded the little girl. The family found out later that the man who treated her was not a doctor, but a certified quack. Fanny's first poem, written at age 8, could be the anthem for her life. Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see, I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't. The budding songwriter did not spend her time angry, bitter, or resentful about her blindness. She grew up to be a prolific writer. During her lifetime, she wrote the lyrics to over 8,000 gospel songs, many of which we sing today. Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross, 1868. Blessed Assurance, 1873. And To God Be the Glory, 1875. She was content with her life struggles and thankful for the gifts God gave her. She channeled her intellect and energy into doing good. Contentment and thankfulness go hand in hand. One is closely attached to the other. They are kissing cousins, so to speak. God's people were often examples of the opposite, discontentment and ingratitude. They murmured and complained after God delivered them from bondage, Exodus 17, verses 2 through 3. They were discontent with the judge Samuel and cried out for a king, 1 Samuel 8, verses 4 and 5. They were not satisfied to serve the one true God, but worshipped idols, 1 Kings 16, 30 through 33. After they returned from captivity, they were not content to take Hebrew wives. Instead, they took foreign women, Ezra 9, verses 1 and 2. In each case, their poor decisions led them down a dark path filled with undesirable consequences. Paul recognized the importance of being content and thankful. He wrote, Christians, now godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. Despite the harshness of his life, Paul said, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Philippians 4, verse 11. Contentment is neither inborn nor accidental. It is a decision. When we choose to be content with the life we've been given, we will be thankful for everything, good and bad. We will trust God to keep us humble when we abound, and gently lift us up when we falter. May we, like Fanny Crosby, strive each day to be thankful and content in all things. In this, let us praise God and magnify His holy name. Today's verses. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5, verse 20.